Mr. Savitsky, you called me?
Yeah, Warren, come here. Scratch my back.
Excuse me, sir?
Scratch my back. Down, down, to the left. Oh, you're chasing it all around. Never mind. Stupid hairs are growing back in. I had my back waxed when I got invited to a party at the Playboy Mansion. Ah, have frowns on body hair ever since Robin Williams went in the grotto and screwed up the filter.
Well, give me a buzz if you start itching again.
I didn't call you in here for that. Listen, there's a charity dinner tomorrow night. I always get stuck buying a table at these things. My wife and I were wondering if maybe you and Kim would want to go with us.
Really, Mr. Savitsky, we'd be honored.
Well, don't get too excited. It's an incredibly boring evening.
Well, we're honored that you'd ask us to go with you.
Well, don't be too honored, Warner. Everybody else said no.
Well, we're honored that you'd rather sit next to us than two empty chairs.
Well, actually, the charity frowns on any empty extra...
We're just honored.
Fair enough, and thanks. I just don't know how the hell I'm going to fill these four extra seats.
I can get four more people for you.
Really? That's great. Lisa is going to be so relieved because she thought we wouldn't be able to fill the table.
I thought your wife's name was Judy.
Well, that was my last wife. We split up.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
I told you, I've been going to parties at the Playboy Mansion. Pay attention, Warner.
Of course. I'm sorry, sir. So, where did you and Lisa meet?
At the Playboy Mansion. Good God, Warner, are we in the same room here?
Brought you guys some groceries.
Wait a minute, you went to the grocery store again?
Yeah.
Well, let me guess, you still haven't built up the nerve to ask out that cashier, have you?
Hey, it's hard. She's really beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Here, I'll show you her picture.
You took her picture?
Yeah, right off the wall.
I can't believe you stole that.
Hey, she wouldn't even been employee of the month if I hadn't filled out all those customer cards. I worked harder for this than she did.
Kim, don't make any plans for tomorrow night. You and I are going to help the homeless.
Oh, that's sweet. How about you take us out to dinner and a movie?
I said the homeless, not the useless. Mr. Savitsky invited us to a charity dinner. We're sitting at his table.
No, Greg, do we have to go? Those things are so boring.
Yes, we have to go. Don't you realize how important this is?
You're right. We have a responsibility to support the homeless.
Oh, this isn't about the homeless. I mean, yes, it is. I mean, the money goes to clothe people, feed people, keep kids out of gangs, whatever. We're sitting at Savitsky's table, and he's got a brand new wife, and this is our chance to get in good with her, you know, to help my career.
You are always so worried about your career.
It could always be better. Not asking for much. Just spend a little time together. Make her feel special. Show her a good time for a little while. You know, I'm telling you, this could mean a lot of money for me.
What are you, her husband or her pimp?
I'll do it. A marriage is a partnership. That means I have to get out there and shake my moneymaker. That's the job.
Thank you. You've always been my best earner.
Who else is going with us?
I don't know. I promised Savitsky I could fill four more seats, but I can't really find anyone who wants to go yet, and I'm running out of time.
Don't ask us, because I'm not going to one of those boring things.
Who said I was going to ask you? I mean, trust me, the last thing I was going to do is ask you, get over yourself. Please.
Hey, I'll go. I could take that girl from the grocery store.
I'm sorry, Billy, but Jimmy was about as deep into the desperate well as I was going to dip on this.
Oh, come on, I really like her. Besides, it's the perfect first date. Classy and cheap. It's either this or I got to use my 2-for-1 coupon at the Outback Steakhouse. And I was hoping to save that for myself.
I'll tell you what, Greg. You let Billy and his date go. Christine and I will go, too. What do you say, Christine?
Sure, why not? It is for charity. I mean, I was just going to give some old clothes to Goodwill, but if you guys want me to get stinking drunk on apple martinis, I'll give till it hurts.
Hey, guys, check this out. We're doing it on the way over. All right, Debbie, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
89 cents a box.
Go ahead, Kim, give her a shot.
Six-pack of Mott's apple juice boxes.
Do you have a club card?
Yeah.
$2.39.
Oh, hey, there's Mr. Savitsky.
That's his new wife. She's my age.
Wow, she's young. You're young. Talk about two people meant to be friends with each other.
Yeah, you've got a lot in common. You're both 30, you both speak English, and you're both married to men you wouldn't have looked twice at in high school.
Hey, everyone. Sorry we're late.
Hi, Mr. Savitsky.
I want you all to meet my lovely wife, Lisa.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lisa.
This is Greg and Kim and Jimmy and his wife, Christine. Hi. And I don't know your name, but you dropped the guard gate on my Jaguar last week.
Billy, sir, and this is my date, Debbie. And sorry about the gate. Your windows were tinted, and I thought you were Clint Eastwood. And let's just say there's some history there.
Well, it's nice to meet you all. Excuse me, I'm going to go grab a white Russian.
Oh, my God, Kim, you love white Russians.
I do?
Yeah, of course you do. I've never heard you say nyet to a white Russian.
Yeah, white Russians. Drink them all day long.
My kind of girl.
So go, get yourself some drinks.
Thanks for having us, Mr. Savitsky.
Oh, I figured you'd hate me for it. I can't stand these dinners. I mean, I'm more than happy to support the homeless, but I'd rather just send in a check or slip a banana out the window of my Jag when I come off the freeway.
So, is all this stuff for the silent auction?
Yeah, you know, a bunch of companies donated things for people to bid on. You know, a spa donated some shiatsu massages. Some place donated a car wash. I donated a day of tennis at my country club.
That's very generous of you, sir.
Well, when you're a man in my position, Warner, it's very important to give the impression that you give a rat's ass. It's just good business.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the table.
All right, Mr. Savitsky. Hey, Christine, do you mind if I bid on that shiatsu massage? It sounds kind of good, huh?
Why would I mind if you bid on it?
Well, Christine, it's, you know, it's, shiatsu.
Yeah, Jimmy, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Oh, man, but I want to bid on something.
Well, how about you give me the $40 and I'll give you what you thought shiatsu was.
Nah, just go bid on that car wash.
Kim, you have two small kids. You have so much to do around the house. How do you stay in such great shape?
Oh, well, you know, I don't have time to go to the gym anymore. But, you know, you have to be creative. Emily's about 12 pounds now, which is the same weight I use for curls.
Oh, my God! I do the same thing when I work a double shift and I can't get to the gym. I just jog over to aisle 4, and I do squats with big bags of dog food.
Kim, what are you doing?
I'm talking to Debbie.
I thought you were getting a drink with Lisa.
Oh, yeah, well, we were walking towards the bar to get a drink, and she saw someone she knew and sort of peeled off. It's okay.
It's not okay. She peels, you peel. I want you on her like white on rice.
$1.29 a box. Special this week.
That's quite a talent, honey. Look at her standing over there all by herself.
All right. Excuse me, Debbie.
Now, go on. Get over there.
Hi.
Hey. Man, my white Russian is strong. How about you?
Yeah, my drink's strong, too.
I'll tell you, a couple more of these, I'll be flat on my back with my dress hiked up over my head. You want another one?
No, I'm hoping to keep my dress on.
Suit yourself, but I didn't drop $5,000 on new jugs to keep them under wraps.
Yeah, I'm like that with my fine china. You know, we spend so much on it, it seems like a waste not to keep the good dishes out sometimes.
You know, you got a smoking little body. If I had a body like that, I'd be wearing a pair of Doomy pumps.
Excuse me?
You know what I'm talking about. Black, 6 inches high. I love those shoes. You wear them when you want to feel like a little whore.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, my closet's full of little horseshoes. Mm. Look, great talking to you. I'll see you at the table.
Okay, bye, Kim. I'll see you in a bit.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are you doing? Why aren't you talking to her?
Greg, I'm sorry. I tried, but all she wants to talk about is sex.
Well, you've had sex. We had sex last night. Go and tell her about it.
Greg, we have nothing in common. She's a foul-mouthed party girl with fake boobs on a mission to get hammered. Now, what kind of person could get along with someone like that?
Me up, girl!
No, you.
Well, it looks like Thelma just met Louise. This is great. This is just great.
Oh, so what? So Christine's getting along with Mrs. Savitsky.
That's because they're both drunk. Now, chug this, stumble over there, and make me proud.
Greg, how is it going to help you if I become her friend anyway?
I don't know. A lot of ways. I mean, say you guys start hanging out together and she wants to go shopping on Rodeo Drive, but you can't go because I don't make enough money. I mean, she complains to Savitsky, and the next thing you know, I'm getting a raise.
Okay, fine.
You know what? It's too late now. Forget about it.
What?
Well, it'll just seem like you're forcing your way in there. It needs to look natural. We're going to the tennis club.
What?
I'm going to put a bid on the day of tennis at Mr. Savitsky's club. That way we can spend the whole day with him, and he'll give you another chance to become a friend. It'll seem natural, and we won't seem so desperate. Oh, dear God, I gotta get over there. Okay, say I want to put a bid on the day of tennis. What do I do?
Oh, you just write your name and your bid under the last name on the page, and when the auction ends, the highest bid wins.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I understand how it works. You don't have to show me.
Oh, I'm not. I'm outbidding you.
Oh, wow. That's okay. I really didn't want it anyway. Oh, we've got a long night ahead of us, don't we?
Truth is, I work for the charity. Mr. Savitsky doesn't really want to play tennis with anyone, so he left explicit instructions to just keep bidding whatever it takes, and he'll write a check.
Oh, okay, that is so funny. That is so like George. I work with him every day, and if he knew I was bidding, he'd be fine with it. You think you understand now?
Yeah, certainly.
I was hoping you would. Oh, you are cute. Real cute. Oh, hold up a minute. No, that pen's from another auction. That's a foul. Foul is using a different pen.
You hid the other pen in your pocket.
That, my friend, is an outrageous allegation.
And that's the end of the silent auction. Thank you, everyone, for your thoughtfulness and generosity.
You son of a bitch!
Hey, I did it. I won something. I was the only guy bidding on it. What's a high colonic?
Hey, how's it going over here?
Okay, Mr. Savitsky, once again, you won a day of tennis with yourself.
Thank God. What did it go for this year? $200, $300?
$4,000.
$4,000? What kind of a jackass would pay $4,000 to play tennis?
Probably someone who genuinely cares about the homeless. I mean, at least now you can get to play tennis with whomever you want.
Now, Christine, you and Jimmy ought to come down to the club and play with us sometime.
Oh, I don't know. We don't really play tennis.
Yeah, not everybody plays tennis.
We can teach you. Come on, Jimmy. Our wives are really hitting it off. We should hang out.
Are you sure? Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Hey, Greg, check out those two. Are they like sisters or what?
I got it. Whoa! Whoops. Four!
Come on, Jimmy, that's like the 10th time today.
I can't help it. I can't find my touch.
That's okay. Just make sure you keep it to the left. That's a staff parking lot.
And these are our professional tennis courts. They're open all day long from 6 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night.
Wow, very nice. Oh, my God, Kim, look who it is.
Wow, what a surprise.
Warner, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Warner, what are you doing here?
What a crazy coincidence. Kim and I were taking a tour of the tennis club.
Really?
Yep. So these are the courts, huh? Nice courts, I guess. Tough to tell without actually playing on it.
The tennis court, if you've played anywhere else, I'm sure it's the same.
Yeah, I can't really tell until I play on it.
Well, you can always play with us.
I don't know. Sure, why not? I think we've seen enough. Why don't you send us a brochure?
Well, great. You guys play, Lisa and I will watch.
No, I wouldn't hear of kicking you off the court. That would be rude. Jimmy and Christine, why don't you guys sit down and Kim and I will play? Lisa, you're going to love playing with Kim. She played in college.
Look, you guys are the guests. You play first, we'll play the winner.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and have a drink. Hey, Christine, I ordered us a pitcher of Long Island iced teas.
Long Island iced teas at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Hey, it's 1 o'clock in Long Island.
What are you doing? I didn't come down here to play tennis with you.
I didn't come down here to play tennis with you either. That's why in 10 minutes you're going to be watching me play George and Lisa.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Come on, Christine. Hey, will you lose the drink? This is serious.
I'm good.
Volley for serve.
Yeah, honey. Nice one, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nice shot, honey.
Nice shot.
Kim, what are you doing? You're better than this.
What?
Well, Savitsky said they're going to play the winners. I've seen you play before. You can kill the ball. You're just lobbing it over.
Oh, come on. It's Jimmy and Christine. They're not tennis players. We're going to win anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't want to risk it.
Well, what are we going to do? Slam it down their throats?
Oh, I got this one. Yeah, baby. Damn it!
Ah, nice match. Well played.
Oh, yeah, that was a blast. Next time we arm wrestle in front of Sammy, I'm not letting you win, muscles.
Nothing personal. I was just in the zone.
Wow, quite a show, Warner.
Well, Kim and I love playing mixed doubles. It's just hard finding couples that we can be competitive with.
Well, you're a great player.
Thanks. I like to practice as much as I can, work out a little, and I'm very careful about what I put in my body.
Iced tea?
Oh, sure, thanks. Savitsky had a knee operation last year and can't move to his right, FYI.
What are you doing? Let's just have fun.
Fun? He doesn't care about fun. Savitsky's the most competitive guy I know. If we give him a good game, we'll be playing with him every weekend.
Greg, why do you get so crazy about this stuff? You are talented and smart. That is what's going to get you ahead at work, not beating Mr. Savitsky at tennis.
You know what? Don't even bother being my partner. Let's just play.
I am your partner.
No, you're not. You're the one always telling me I need to try harder, I need to socialize, and the one time I need that from you, you can't even give me that. So forget about it. Let's just play for fun.
Honey, I will always be your partner. If you want to beat Mr. and Mrs. Savitsky at tennis, let's beat them.
No lobbing?
I'll kill the ball.
Thank you. Let's do this!
Wife's boob.
And I felt bad about denting a few cars.
Nice going, Kim. I'll be lucky if I don't get fired.
Hey, me hitting her boob was bad, but you didn't help things by trying to pop it back in place.
Oh my God, is she okay?
Better than okay. She's great. The doctor said as long as he's going in there, she could go up a size. And she said, how about two sizes? And Hef told me she wasn't the marrying kind.
Well, congratulations, sir. I hope she recovers quickly and we can get back out there on that court as soon as possible.
Listen, I like you a lot, but Lisa's not too fond of your wife. You know how that goes.
Yeah, enough of that goes.
Christine,
Lisa wants to talk to you. I promised her a little shopping spree on Rodeo Drive, and she wants to know if you want to go with her.
I'd love to, but, you know, we can't really afford anything on Rodeo Drive on Jimmy's salary.
Well, I think I might be able to help you with that, Jimmy, huh? I'll just get my vice president of business affairs to get you a raise. You'll take care of that, Warner?
Of course I will.
What's Mommy's?
Who knows? Playing tennis. At an auction. They're always off living their lives as if we don't exist.
When's dinner?
The sauce will be ready in an hour. Logan! Did he change the baby?
Yep.
Sammy, did you fold the laundry?
Yep.
Good. Let's take a break. At least when they're not here, we can do whatever we want.
Giddy up.
Remember, if they complain about the smell, blame it on Emily.